I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Happy St. Patrick's Day! If you're listening to this broadcast after the big day, I hope it was a good one. There are many plants associated with St. Patrick's Day, not including those green carnations. The most popular, of course, is the shamrock. Shamrocks in Ireland are actually a type of clover. They have three leaflet leaves symbolizing the Holy Trinity in the Catholic faith. Since clover isn't growing yet, to celebrate St. Patrick's Day here, florists use the oxalis plant. This tuberous plant has the required three leaflet leaves. What's also great about oxalis is it doesn't have to be St. Patrick's Day, and you don't have to be Irish to appreciate it. When I was a kid, we called wild oxalis sourgrass or wood sorrel. It is edible, and it does have a sour taste. Oxalis makes a cute little houseplant. You can purchase green or purple-leafed versions. They aren't hardy in Vermont, but you can grow them as annuals in the garden. They're easy to grow, but some complain about the leaves getting ratty-looking over time. The solution is to let the plants go dormant. Grow oxalis in a brightly lit room with 60-degree temperatures. They get leggy if they don't have enough light. Oxalis grow from small tubers and like to be crowded in a pot. Give plants enough water to avoid wilting. Oxalis will flower with white or pink-colored blooms in spring. Once the plants start looking tired in summer, let the pot dry out and the foliage die back. Place the containers in a cool, dark room for 3 months. Then bring it out into the light and let it grow. If your plants get aphids, simply cut back the foliage. And now for this week's tip, it's time to start your Brussels sprout seedlings indoors. I like starting my own Brussels sprout plants because I can try new varieties. This year, I'm trying a dwarf version called Hessia. Grow seedlings indoors under grow lights for 6 weeks before moving them into the garden. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about beets. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.